All right, welcome to the Ethics of Cloning. My name is Kai, and I'm here with Alexis, Tyler, and Colin. And today we're going to be talking about the future of cloning and the ethics that go behind it.
So when we talk about the ethics of cloning, we are relating to the benefits and potential disadvantages to making genetic replicas alongside the ethical belief on testing on humans. So when we start talking about cloning, we have to probably bring up the beginning of cloning, and that can be told through the story, the famous story of Dolly the sheep, which was in fact the first ever successfully cloned mammal from an adult cell. So this successful procedure gave scientists the hope of one day to create humans, which is still being further looked into. So in my regards, I strongly believe that cloning has demonstrated a huge positive outlook for science, and from cloning can likely improve daily life after mother's birth, and let's say that their child has died shortly after, then cloning would be a huge potential outlook on the situation. Scientists will be able to recreate almost the exact version of the being you had. And now the reason why being able to clone humans can be ethical is discovering new technologies. If humans are simply duplicated, then this information will provide scientists more on our genetics, which can lead to many more advancements in increasing our lifespans, for example. And in addition, another benefit of cloning can be found in the article made by the National Human Genome Research Institute, or the NHGRI. And they say that another application is to create clones is to build the populations of the endangered or possibly even extinct species of animals. This demonstrates how even if animals were to be severely endangered or even extinct, cloning can bring back these life forms. And here next, we have Alexis talking about the disadvantages of cloning.
Well, Colin, I agree with you, but in my opinion, the negatives far outnumber positives. And some people believe that cloning is criminal. On the other hand, testing on a human fetus or adult will be a challenge. Without confirmed data, the procedure would have to take place with many risks. Some might say that performing on a fetus or a newborn is against human code and shouldn't be done. Furthermore, cloning means reproducing or recreating. The world has an increasing population already, and on top of that, we're lowering the death rate when we clone, dead babies. So, the number just goes way up. But with cloning, death won't matter. People will just say they have lost in the world, and they wouldn't have enough capacity to contain anyone.
Thank you both, Colin and Alexis. While cloning successfully on humans is still yet to be done, the procedure will most likely follow with some of the same steps as Dolly the sheep, but with new and more important technological advancements. First and foremost, our understanding of transferring DNA will increase. With our further knowledge, humans may even one day be able to extend our lifespan and make certain diseases uninheritable.
All right. Thank you, Alexis, Tyler, and Colin. You all have given great pieces of evidence for and against cloning. And we found out that cloning has proven to be an important discovery, which is still being looked into. Thank you guys for your time.